Will, nice to be here this morning. I didn't really grow up in the church, which is okay, but the two things I love the most about going to church is I love praise and worship choruses, and I love testimonies. Because you know what? That's where the rubber really hits the road. I mean, Dell gives us knowledge and tools and stuff like that from the scripture. But I love it when somebody would say, you know, Dell was talking about 1 Timothy 2 or whatever, and I ran into this situation, and I pulled this out of the back of my mind, and wow, that was the answer. And I love that part, you know, because it's real, you know, and it's, I think you find that it's more real to you because there was a scripture, you're able to use that to meet a need. It just makes it more real because it was real for you, so you think, hey, it can be real for me too. You know, it's not just some philosophical thing that, you know, Dell's reading out of the Bible. So anyway, having said that, I want to share a little bit of testimony about, what I want to share about is Romans 8:28. We know all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Anyway, now, I've always known that, but I've even known it even more in the last 6 or 8 months. I don't know about you, but before church or when you meet people out in the real world, you go, oh, hey, hi, how's it going? You know, you start chitty-chatting, you think it's the polite thing to do, you know. But I don't know about you, but am I the only one that thinks, when you ask you, how's it going, are you afraid they're really going to tell you how's it going?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, sometimes you... Sometimes I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm being polite, but what if they really say, how's it going? Maybe I really didn't want to know that, you know? But, you know, for the last 6, 8 months, if you asked me, how's it going? If I just gave you the circumstances, you'd say, ooh, not really good. But you know what? The last 6 or 8 months has been probably the worst and the best time of my life, you know? I mean, so here I'll give you the circumstances. Okay, so about 6 months or so, my mom died. You know, no one likes that when your mom dies. You know, that's your real rock, you know. That's sad, you know. Yeah, a little bit after that, I got laid off the only job I've had for like 30 or 40 years. You go, oh, you know, it's not really easy finding a job in your 60s, you know. It's like, whoa, that's not good. And then on top of that, being the typical guy, you know, you drag your feet, you hate going to the doctor, you know, but you know, you need to go. So, you know, going up to, before my mom passed away, they were just kind of pushing me, oh, you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the doctor. So I finally went, and of course I had high blood pressure, which was no shock, but then they were taking my blood pressure, and it wasn't reading on the same on both sides. He wouldn't read, like, you know, whatever. Anyway, apparently that's like a telltale sign that, yeah, you may have, atrial fibrillation, you know, where you have an irregular heartbeat. Yeah, that's kind of scary. So they sent me to a specialist, and then so they did a test called the echocardiogram, which is basically an ultrasound for your heart. Yeah, it's okay, but... So I go have the test done, and I come back a couple weeks later, and the doctor goes, good, he said, you know, your heart's only working at 50%. Okay, now I wasn't, you'd think I'd get really excited about that, but I really wasn't. So I go, okay, you know. So that's the scenario. So my mom dies, you know. Lost my only job, my heart works at 50%. Going, if I told you that and you asked me that, how's it going? And you go, oh, that's not good, but you know what? The scripture says, it promises, God will work all these things together for good for those who love him and work our going according to his plan and purpose. But so we'll start at the top. Mom died. I miss my mom, but you know, like most of my other relatives, they're with the Lord and they're with each other now. I mean, we are so blessed beyond measure to have a person like Dell as our leader, because you know, Dell led my mom, my dad, my brother, my grandmother, all the Lord before they died. You know, I never had that angst and worry that, oh, will I ever see them again? Or, you know, what about them? But, you know, so we are just fortunate. I mean, we just need to count our many blessings that we have a leader like Dell who's, you know, who's willing to share, and who does a really good job connecting with the unchurched. But, so that wasn't really good. that my mom passed away, but God worked together for good because, you know, she's with the Lord, she's with my brother, she's with my dad, my grandmother, all who led to the Lord. And, you know, in her passing, she didn't leave me a pile of money, but you know what, it helped with the next thing was she left me just enough money for me to pay off my house and pay off my bills. So, hey, I'm an unemployed 60-ish-year-old guy, but you know what, I don't owe anybody any money. You know, and the thing is that really helped. You know, when I went from working all the time to going kind of living off unemployment, hey, I can't tell the difference. In fact, I live as well as I've ever lived, you know, because God filled in that gap, you know. So the next part was, so I said, my mom passes away, but you know, that all worked out. God worked it out. As far as the job thing, you know, that hasn't worked in a while. I'm kind of glad I don't. I kind of enjoy not working. You know? I kind of enjoy it. And the other thing is that I don't know that I would have been able to work and focus on my medical situation if I'm just dealing with all of the usual garbage at work. You know what I mean? I mean, that was a real blessing. You know, and with the, as far as the medical thing goes, you know, right now I'm doing really well. I'm all the way up to 80 or 90% of normal. That's good. And so when I first found out about that, I go, well, what do I do? So, well, I trusted the Lord, but the only other thing I could do is do the best I could. So I started walking every day. I walk about 5 kilometers every day. So I walk about, you know, 100 miles a month, you know, at a real quick pace. And, you know, that certainly helped. The other thing that's really helped is that my wife for years said, oh, man, you really snore. I don't even hear you breathe at night when you're sleeping, you know? So I had really bad sleep apnea, and I kind of knew it in the back of my mind, and even before the doctors sent me to a specialist, like, you know, I sought one out, and boy, that really helped a lot. So between the exercise and, you know, getting my sleep apnea in order, you know, now I made it up to like 80 or 90% of normal, which is great, praise the Lord, you know? But I didn't really worry about it, because, you know, I don't know why, I just didn't. Anyway, the point being of all this is that rather than, I know a spiritual giant because I don't even close to walk on water. I mean, I screw up all the time. But, you know, I've had several instances over the last few years when there's been some real big issues. And again, if you would ask me, how's it going? And I told you, you go, oh, no. But rather than saying, hey, God, why me? It's better to take a better attitude is, okay, I'm going to buckle up and let's see what's going on. You know, turn it into an adventure, you know what I mean? Like, because I almost laughed. I used to, there's sometimes, I've had some big issues in the past. And I got to the end of the day and I almost had to chuckle going, wow, look how God worked that out, you know? But anyway, rather than worry about it, face each day going, well, there's going to be some challenges, Lord, but I'm confident you're going to work it out. I'm along for the ride and I can't wait to see what you're going to do today. So anyway, that's about all I have to say, but you know, you never know what people are going to say when you ask them, how's it going, you know? But anyway, I thank God who works all things out for good for those who love the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Hearing his story reminds me of another story. Someone was talking about their life experiences, and first they shared a downer, and the response was, oh, that's bad. And then the guy said, no, that's good. And so good always follows bad. So we appreciate his faithfulness through thick and thin very much.